You're listening to a CNBC TV 18 podcast.
Hello and welcome to CNBCTV18.com. This is Tanishka Sarkar and you are listening to the Top News Podcast. From IRCTC going off track, the buzz around ICICI Bank shares, Asian Paints whistleblower trouble, to why WhatsApp won't be available on few phones soon. I'm back here with the top updates from India and around the world. First, let's take a look at the top headlines of October 25th, and as we progress, I'll share more details. The shares of ICICI Bank jumped almost 11% during today's session, and this is on the back of the bank posting a higher than expected net profit for the second quarter. Meanwhile, Asian Paints seems to be facing trouble as a whistleblower has alleged related party transactions by company's promoters. This reflected in the stock as well, which slumped over 4% today. IRCTC's downhill journey also continues with its stock crashing as much as 14%. In a few updates from the entertainment industry, superstar Rajnikanth received the Dadasaheb Phalke Award today. Meanwhile, after cinemas finally reopened in Maharashtra last week, PVR is confident of achieving pre-COVID occupancy levels over the next few months. Moving on, in an update related to the Mumbai cruise drugs case, NCB and the agency's officer, Sameer Vankhere, have moved to court against extortion allegations. I'll also tell you about the phones that won't support WhatsApp from November onwards. First, let's take a look at the market. ICICI Bank's higher-than-expected net profit for the September quarter and a sequential improvement in the bank's asset quality drove the stock to close over 11% higher today. Several brokerage firms even raised their target price on the stock, which also contributed to gains. ICICI Bank was the top gainer on Nifty 50. Goldman Sachs, which has a buy rating on the banking script, has raised its target price to 829 rupees from 773 rupees. CLSA too has a buy rating and has hiked its target price on the ICICI Bank stock to 1,100 rupees from 1,000 rupees. And it also noted that the bank has been consistently delivering the best growth in the sector. Morgan Stanley, meanwhile, says that ICICI Bank remains the top pick and has hiked its target price to 1,025 rupees from 900 rupees while having an overweight call on the stock. Now, a look at IRCTC, which has been on a roller coaster ride since the past week. The shares of Indian Railway Catering and Tourism Corporation continue to trade with significant cuts today, with the stock dropping below the 4,000 mark during intraday trading. The stock crashed as much as 14% during today's session. Like I said earlier, the past week has been a roller coaster ride for IRCTC. What began as a good week with shares witnessing a strong 10% rise soon saw a significant sell-off that lasted for 2 days. The stock was down to ₹4,500 after a 20% correction. On October 21st, the stock jumped 5% again, leaving investors perplexed. After briefly falling on October 22nd, the shares again gained a little over 1%. The stock has risen 218% in the previous 4 months, owing to the country's progress towards complete unlocking, as well as a drop in COVID cases and a rigorous vaccination campaign. Sameer Narayan, the head of PMS at Invesco Asset Management, said that there is a corporate action coming up and the stock will get split in the next couple of days. Next up, a look at Asian Paints, whose share slipped over 4% today. This is against the backdrop of reports that claim a whistleblower has flagged off related party transactions carried out by the paint maker's promoters that allegedly benefit them at the cost of the company's shareholders. The whistleblower informed SEBI that the money to buy a company called Paladin Paints and Chemicals went from Asian Paints, but its promoters Ashwin Dani and son Malav now control it in their personal capacity. Reports suggest that SEBI has sought further details from the whistleblower. Meanwhile, the market made a comeback after a four-day fall. The Sensex ended 145% higher at 60,960, whereas the broader Nifty 50 benchmark added 10 points to settle at 18,125. Gains in banking and financial services stocks were offset by losses in automobile, IT, and consumer counters in a choppy session. Moving on, popular South Indian film actor Rajinikanth received the Dada Saheb Phalke Award today, which is India's highest film honour. The Best Actor Award was given to Manoj Bajpayee for Bhonsle, while Kangana Ranaut was awarded in the Best Actress category for her films Manikarnika and Panga. The 67th National Film Awards were announced in March this year, but were postponed due to the pandemic. Also, now that theatres have reopened in Maharashtra, PVR seems very positive about recovery soon. Nitin Sood, the CFO of PVR, told CNBC TV 18 that hopefully, as soon as the festive season starts with new releases from Diwali, things should look brighter for the cinema industry. He said that demand may take time to pick up, and it may happen gradually, but PVR is reasonably confident that over the next few months, it'll definitely get back to pre-COVID occupancy levels. Here's an update on the Mumbai cruise drugs case. Narcotics Control Bureau and its zonal officer Sameer Vankhere have approached a special court against the allegations of extortion leveled against them in the cruise drugs case, in which actor Shah Rukh Khan's son Aryan Khan is an accused. The anti-drugs agency and Vankhere in the affidavit said that this was an attempt to create huddles and scuttle the investigation in the case. NCB has sought that there should be no tampering with the evidence or investigation, while Vankhere refuted the allegations against him. This move comes as on October 24th, an independent witness in the case claimed in a media statement that 25 crore rupees were demanded by an official of the NCB and a few others to let off Aryan Khan in the case. Now, let me tell you why WhatsApp may not be available on your phones from November. It's because WhatsApp will stop supporting Android phones running versions below Android 4.1. So, if you're using an Android phone that runs on these older versions of systems, you may have to buy a new device to use the app. WhatsApp will also support only those smartphones that run on iOS 10 and the versions above it. Android 4.0.3, Ice Cream Sandwich, iOS 9, and KaiOS 2.5.0 and versions below them are the operating systems in which WhatsApp will not work. JioPhone and JioPhone 2 users, however, will continue to be able to use the app. With that, we end this podcast. But before I sign out, here's an opportunity where we will listen to you. In case you have any queries or suggestions, please do write to us on CNBC TV 18 podcast at nw18.com. I'll be back tomorrow evening with the top stories from around the world. Till then, stay tuned to CNBCTV18.com for all the latest updates. Thank you for listening.